From the CJOB News Center, in-depth journalism you won't hear anywhere else. Richard Cloutier reports, live, local, and first. We're Manitoba's information superstation, CJOB 68.
Taryn Castle, you are a beautiful young woman. But was there a time that you thought that you were ugly?
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I am an exception to everything that goes on. I mean, I remember when I was younger. I mean, every girl goes through this, I think. But I had braces and brown, ratty hair, and I tried in every way to make myself look like, I suppose, the Disney movie girls that I grew up watching. I mean, Sleeping Beauty and Belle from Beauty and the Beast and Snow White. I mean, they're not named these things for nothing. And, I mean, I think that... I think it's about confidence, and I don't think that I realized this till later on in my life, that it didn't really matter what you looked like.
Where were you getting this impression from? Was it, you know, and you mentioned, you know, movies, but was it other people? Was it peers? Was it your, help us understand this.
I think that, I mean, I went to a school where there was a very large segregation of people. I mean, there was the, you know, the popular crew who were all made up of these, you know, girls that were a little bit beyond their age, if I may say so. I mean, they were wearing makeup by, you know, grade 4 and 5. And, you know, I was very, very skinny. And I mean, I remember just wanting to be able to fill out my jeans and fill out my tops like these other girls. And I mean, by grade 10, I'd filled out and I didn't like it so much. But, yeah, no, I think that, there was sort of a time when it definitely was about other people and things that they said to me, and you know, about my style, and which was lack of.
But it hurt. It hurt.
It does, and I think it's still, I mean, I still have flashbacks to it now, and I think a lot of my insecurities now are based on, you know, growing up and things that people said to me, and I don't know if those kinds of things ever go away.
Claire Thomas is with us on CJOB 68.
Hello.
As a parent of some young children as well, mm-hmm. and reflecting upon, you know, your own experience growing up, you know, we always say there's way more pressure on kids today.
You know, I think in some ways there is a lot more pressure. I probably didn't feel that sort of pressure in terms of how I looked or feeling geeky or stupid until my late teens. You know, 17 magazine was not a good thing for me at all. But I'm noticing among my son's classmates, some of the girls who are 8, one girl, a boy, made a comment about her being fat, and she started not eating. You know, she lost the weight because she just wasn't eating as much. One of my daughter's friends felt she was a bit chubby when she was 10 and started talking to my daughter about saving up for liposuction when she hit 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the parents are trying to do so much more to instill self-esteem in their kids. I mean, I certainly try to, but even my daughter sometimes will make comments I just don't understand where it's coming from. She's a beautiful, self-confident little girl, but
we only get them for so often, so many hours in the day. There's so much out there that you try to make them media literate.
Mm-hmm.
You try to tell them, you know, no, you know, you're beautiful. Yet there's the images that they see in the magazines, on television, and everything else. It's all about belonging and trying to hold yourself up to that higher standard.
But then at the same time, like, I sort of wonder if these companies that are creating these beauty products are creating an unattainable image so that they may sell, you know, an abundance of beauty products so that you never, you know, reach this unattainable image. And I think that young girls don't realize that airbrushing exists and, photo enhancing exists.
Yeah, it does. It does. Also with us on CJOB 68 from the Dove Self-Esteem Fund's Real Beauty Workshops is their facilitator, Lisa Naylor. Lisa, you're very familiar with this conversation, I guess.
Absolutely, and I think Terrence spoke so eloquently to the issues that girls face at this stage in their life. The workshops are designed for girls 8 to 12 and their moms or other adult role models to come out and learn some tools to overcome some of these issues and to counteract some of the beauty pressures. And I think that, I mean, for sure, as both women have spoken to, the pressures out there are
but
so
eight
much
years
more.
Old. 8 years old. You know, Claire, when we were eight, you know, we weren't.
I thought I was the bomb when I was eight. I really did. I thought
right.
I was gorgeous.
When I was a teenager, these issues didn't start to impact me until I was probably 12 or 13 years old. But what I look around, I look at my five-year-old who threw a fit this morning because she didn't like the way her outfit went together. And it was just, this isn't actually an important value in our home. And she's not getting that from me or from her parents at all. So, I think part of what the workshops are all about are giving moms the tools to have these conversations, because most of us grew up with a different experience. We didn't start to face these pressures at this young age. And maybe we're conscious that we have to have these conversations with our teenagers, but don't realize we really have to start having them a lot younger and find out what kinds of pressures are going on for girls at school.
Are dads out of the loop on this?
Absolutely not. The workshops themselves are designed for women and girls, but there's information on the websites that dad can access. It's Campaign for Real Beauty. .ca. There's a downloadable workbook for girls called True You that any adult can use with them. And it's really important that dads pay attention to what do they say about other women's bodies? How do they comment on size, on appearance as women walk by, on to their wives in front of their girls? Mm-hmm. Because it's not just what we tell our daughters about what they look like. It's how we emulate that in the world with other women.
News you can use on CJOB 68.
Early.
Live breaking news. Richard Cloutier Reports now returns on CJOB 68, the superstation.
Taryn, Claire, and Lisa are with us on CJOB 68. Lisa is with the Dove Self-Esteem Fund's Real Beauty Workshops and online, www.campaignforrealbeauty.ca. There is a seminar tomorrow morning at Tech Vauc High School. This is targeted for 8 to 12-year-old girls. It runs from 10 until noon. Registration, there's still some room at 9:30. You can go online to register. There's also a $5 donation involved in this as well, but you can show up at 9:30 at Tech Vauc High School. This is well worth it. This is, if you are a parent, a grandparent, a mentor of a young girl, please get involved in this. This is very important information. We were just talking off air about some of the experiences that you've had, Taryn, when it comes to acting and when it comes to shows that you've been involved in, and the messages that go to young kids from older actors and actresses. These are television shows, mainly television shows, some movies that are geared to the tweens and younger. But the actors and actresses are a lot older. Explain that for us.
Right. So I was on a TV show for quite some time, and they cast us according to our looks, and a lot of the girls on this are between the ages of 20 and 30, who are mostly models. The males, I mean, there was a guy on the show who looked like he'd been bodybuilding for years. He played a football player, and he was married with children. And, so this is not sending messages only to girls. This is also about boys, about what you have to be prepared for going into high school and what you need to look like to be, you know, in this popular realm of things. And I think also, I mean, I was talking about Disney movies before, you see these women who are waiting for their Prince Charming to come and, you know, kiss them and awake them from their sleep and ride them off into the sunset and rescue them. And young girls are watching this going, well, I have to look like her for that to happen to me. You know, so I think young girls are watching all of these shows like the one that I was in and going, you know, for me to sort of be in high school and be accepted, I need to look like these people. But these people have been, you know, worked by wardrobe stylists. I mean, we were told to wear bright colors, you know, have our hair a certain way, have our makeup a certain way. And this is, you know, all carefully crafted things. This is not us just showing up for the shoot.
Claire, you know, it seems to me, as a parent, there's not a lot out there in this battle. You know, you can take them aside and try to explain, no, you're fine. You're fine. But it's dealing with the peer pressure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's really, I find all I can do as a parent, I mean, I think my daughter is gorgeous and beautiful, and I tell her that all the time. But I and
but does she listen?
Well, she does. My daughter actually is pretty self-confident. I feel pretty fortunate right now. But I have noticed a certain creeping insecurity at times, and I can say again from some of her friends, some of my son's friends, there is a definite even with the toys, you know, some of these dolls that are out there now, there's this idea that you have to dress a certain way, be cool. I personally have a hard time with little girls wanting to wear makeup at an early age. They have this image.
So, Lisa, how then can we tell, as parents, something that's quote-unquote normal, what girls go through, versus something that could be a severe body image problem?
Well, I think it's important to just start paying attention young, having the conversations at an early age, and definitely...
But kids can mask behaviors. They're good at it.
But if you're building relationships with the girls and having the conversations and taking the time out when they want to have the conversation. You know, my five-year-old wants to talk about her day right before she goes to sleep at night, and it's tempting to say, oh, you're just delaying bedtime. But the truth is, if I sit down and give her that time, that's when I hear the real stories of what she, you know, when things are calm and quiet. And I think parents have to take that time out when kids are trying to talk to them, give them the openings, give them the tools that we talk about in the workshop to have those dialogues, as well as to stop commenting so much on body weight and appearance. It's fine to say, tell your daughter she's beautiful, but spend more time telling her how smart she is or what her achievements are, or pointing out her skills and attitudes, and what you
admire.
Which
I do as well.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
But how much pressure is there, though, on the three of you to be beautiful, to be part of... You know, Claire, you were just saying off air here, you gave up a hair appointment to be here this morning. So it's important to you.
Well, yeah, but I still think I'm pretty good. No, but I don't know. I mean, when you were talking about, Taryn, about feeling the pressure, for me, a lot of the time, it wasn't the pressure from the outside when I was younger. It was from within. And I've got to say that throughout my life, there have been moments where you just have this awful insecurity. Mm-hmm. And my poor husband, he does the same thing, tries to convince me that I'm, you know, being silly. Why do you feel this way about yourself? But perhaps I need counseling. But no, it's there are times you just never feel good enough. And I get angry with myself about how all my self-worth is tied up in how I look. Mm-hmm. Really? You know, why would I get down on myself over that when I know I have so much more to contribute? But happens.
And that's such an important point, Claire, because our looks are temporary. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter how beautiful you are at 18 or 30. We are all going to age. We are all going. Disabilities come along. Illnesses change us, right? People, like, looks are so temporary. Where is all of our other qualities are things that we can have for a lifetime. And it's not that looks aren't important, and it's not that we're not judged on them, because we certainly are. But I think it's about cultivating a sense of self-worth that comes from something other than appearance. And I mean, I've certainly faced the pressures that you're talking about, and every day I do. I, as a plus-size woman who has like three stores to shop at in the city, I find it's hard to buy fashionable clothes
but
that
you know
I enjoy.
What I find?
You know
that there's so much more that does make a person beautiful.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
You just realize that there's so much more.
And it's absolutely about your attitude. We're trying to teach girls, when you're happy about yourself, when you feel strong and smart and confident, then you look more beautiful to other people.
So why do we judge ourselves sometimes, though, based on the appearance alone?
I think at the same time, beauty, the idea of beauty is changing so rapidly. I mean, do you think that Marilyn Monroe would still get sort of the same sex pot roles
no.
that she got back in
Maybe
her
not not roles, but I still think men would find her exceedingly attractive.
Absolutely, but you're right. At a size 12, she wouldn't be famous. She wouldn't probably even get a lot of work.
Well, every other issue of a magazine is saying, well, how to look hot this season. You know, how to dress this season. Mm-hmm. You know, the trends for your hair. What looks beautiful this season, you know? So it's changing. And,
it's women that are buying the magazines.
Right, supply and demand. I don't think that, if it's the chicken and the egg, you know, who came first, women who are insecure or advertising companies, you know?
So if the three of you, grown, mature women, have these insecurities, how's an 8 to 12-year-old supposed to deal with this stuff?
Well, I think it's challenging, and I'd like to think at this stage I'm free of a lot of that because I can look at my achievements and accomplishments, and I look at myself as a parent, and I value myself on so many other measures rather than appearance. But that doesn't mean I also think that I look just fine, right? It's not a matter of I'm unattractive, but I have all these other qualities. I don't believe that, and I think that it's important to emulate that for my daughter and to teach girls the tools that you're talking about, Taryn, in terms of understanding the media. We show a video in the workshop that shows a normal-looking girl with zits and pimples going to a billboard, and it's a very speeded-up film. It happens in about 2 minutes, and it's shocking to watch as they elongate her neck and reduce the size of her shoulders. And, you know, all of the changes that happen even after the makeup, the costuming, the hair. And I think once girls start to learn that, I hope that they look at magazines through different eyes and understand the fantasy that's inherent there.
This recent move that you've seen, especially in Europe, about models. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about that, because that is, I guess, finally the industry recognizing that they have a problem?
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting because for people to maintain a BMI of 14, which is apparently the average model BMI in Europe and probably here, you probably need to be addicted to drugs or to weight loss medications or to simply be starving yourself. I'm sure there's a handful of people, of models, that's their normal, what's the body weight for them. But our government says a healthy BMI is the bottom of that is 18.5. And I've certainly worked with clients who that, in fact, is not healthy for them, that's still too low. And so a move that says we don't want very sick, unhealthy, struggling people walking down the runway modeling clothes for, you know, I think that's an important move from the government to in that country to say we're not going to accept this anymore. We wouldn't do it in any other field, you know. We wouldn't want our doctors coming to work that hungry and that thin.
Triple W. CampaignForRealBeauty.ca. It is a fabulous website, and if you'd like to participate tomorrow at TechVoc High School, this is geared towards girls age 12, their parents, their mentors, their grandparents. Show up at 9:30 at TechVoc High School. There's a $5 donation involved, and again, if you'd like more information, it is a great campaign. www.CampaignForRealBeauty.ca. I thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
This is CJOB 68.